I can't find it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Bovic, can you please read from 5 to 11, please?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning, family of God.
Good morning, Brother Bovic.
Good morning, Brother Bovic.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Brother Bovic.
Again, good morning, my dear brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
If you believe that God is here right now, can you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
If you believe that the presence of the Lord is here, can you please say amen?
Amen.
If you do believe that the power of the Lord is here right now, can you please say amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you do believe that the Spirit of the Lord is right here now, can you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. That's the reason why we are together again.
Amen.
Because we believe that the Spirit of the Lord is reigning supreme right now. Amen.
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 Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Glory
praise
to God.
Him. Praise Him.
Reading 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1, from 5 through 11.
Praise God.
2 Peter chapter 1. From 5 through 11.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Verse 11 and last, the word of God says, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
Family of God, this is the
Amen.
Word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you believe what you have read, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe what you have read, say amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My dear brothers and sisters, the title of my message this morning is Be Vigilant.
Yes.
Be vigilant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of 1 Peter deals with problems from outside.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 Peter deals with problems from the inside.
Amen.
Peter urges believers to keep close watch on our personal life. The Christian life demands diligence in pursuing moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and selfless love. Verse 8 says, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And verse 9 says, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. verse 10 and 11 conclude, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure.
Sure.
For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Praise God.
Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God.
Thanks be unto God.
What more do you want to add? The word of God is clear and has said it all. It doesn't matter how many times you have tried and failed.
Yes.
God is in control.
Amen.
And this time will be the best ever. Keep praying. Keep believing.
Yes.
Keep pressing forward.
Amen.
Your best days are still in front of you.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you have to learn how to push.
Amen.
You have to learn how to push. I say push.
Amen.
Pray until something happens. Push means pray until something happens.
Amen.
If you have been praying over and over, nothing happened, you have to check yourself.
Amen.
You have to check yourself, what's going on
with
you.
Amen.
Jesus, hallelujah.
We know that prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to your miracles.
Amen.
Prayer is the key to your miracles. If you have been praying over and over, nothing happened, check yourself. What are you holding inside of your heart? Maybe you have a spirit of unforgiveness. Maybe you have the spirit of gossiping. Maybe you have the spirit of murmuring. Maybe you have the spirit of complaining.
Amen.
So it's not God's fault. You are blocking yourself. You have to check yourself.
Amen.
You have to check yourself, dear brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Peter is reminding us of those things because we need it. We need it and we need it.
Amen.
Who is that person of Peter? Peter is the apostle who walked on water to Jesus.
Amen.
But Peter is also the apostle who denied Jesus 3 times.
Amen.
Denied he was betrayed.
Amen.
Peter is one of the 12 disciples whom Jesus told that he will give him the keys to the kingdom of heaven and said that whoever Peter found innocent on earth will be found innocent in heaven. And whoever his hand has bound on earth will be held bound in heaven.
Amen.
That's why we can imagine Peter at the gate of heaven with the authority of deciding who enters and who doesn't.
Praise God. Praise Him.
My dear brothers and sisters, Peter was set free by angels while he was imprisoned for preaching the gospel. Peter was the one who had the vision that the Gentiles were now accepted by God.
Amen.
Peter indeed studied the foundation of the church. Peter spent 3.5 years with Jesus at his side, ministering to him, learning from him, and loving Jesus.
Amen.
Peter is a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
Hallelujah.
In John 21:15-17, Jesus told Peter to feed his sheep. Now, Peter is passing on the privilege to us. My brothers and sisters, Peter said, be vigilant. Let subject one to another and clothe with humility.
Amen.
Because God resists the proud.
Amen.
and give grace to the humble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is truly something that young people have forgotten how to do. And the world encourages the kind of behavior everywhere. It's absolutely amazing how children talk to their parents this morning.
Amen.
How children talk to their teacher, even their coaches.
Amen.
Peter says, humble yourself. Amen. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may raise you up in due time,
Amen.
Laying all your cares on him. Because he cares for you.
For you.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walks around, seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
The devil is really waiting for every weak moment that you have as an opportunity to jump and attack. We don't see them, but we know
Amen.
That they are there.
Oh, yes.
Seeking to have us fail. Amen. However, we have been given the power over this evil spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, it is best not to open the door to evil spirit by ways of fear, doubt, pride, anger, lust, you name it, but rather connect to the Holy Spirit as he is the comforter of our souls.
Amen.
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 The same Peter went on to say, resist the devil with strong faith, knowing that other Christians in the world are being pursued as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the God of all grace, who has called us to share his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Amen.
To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever.
Amen.
Greet one another with the kiss of love.
Amen.
And peace be with you all
always.
That are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you receive the word of God this morning, say amen.
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 Saint of God, the word of God is asking us to be vigilant.
Thank you, Lord.
To be vigilant.
Yes, Lord.
Because the devil is a liar. The devil is a roaring lion, is working around us, seeking
Amen.
Whom he may devour. So this morning, we are going to pray. We are going to pray. What do you need in your life? What do you need in your life this morning? The devil has played with you for long, and you are there sitting there crying. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Don't you know that you have the power?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Don't you know that you have the power this morning?
Yes. Amen.
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 So this morning, you are going to take charge. You are going to take charge. You are going to face the devil this morning. You are going to tell him, you are not going to play with me anymore. You are going to rise up, my dear brothers and sisters. We are in a warfare. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay and start crying. You have to face him because the one who is in you is stronger than the one who is the world. So you don't have to sit there. Let the devil play with you. So let's rise up, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's rise up, hallelujah. Open your mouth and face the devil of your life. Open your mouth and take charge of your life. Open your mouth and take your children back.
Hallelujah.
Who is there who is playing with you?
Hallelujah.
Who is there playing with your children?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Almighty God, we are standing before you right now. We are standing on the altar of grace right now. We are standing on the altar of mercy right now. And we are telling the enemy the devil that no one can come and shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we are telling the enemy this morning that no weapon comes against the children of God shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that will rise against the children of God will be condemned in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Have
glory
your own
to
way.
God.
Have your own way. Have your own
we
way.
We are breaking down the enemy speeches this morning in every issue. Every prayer request spoken or unspoken. We are declaring the enemy defeated this morning because he was defeated and is again defeated right now as we belong to Jesus Christ this morning. We are telling the enemy that he is a loser. We are telling the enemy that the blood of Jesus Christ against you this morning. And let the children of God be free this morning. Let the children of God be free right now. Let the children of God be free right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mighty God. Lord, grace us this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. And cover us, Lord, mighty God. Father God, you know who is in the morning, who is in the evening. You are in every morning of the day. But you are our reason for living as a source of survival. Lord God, we know you are mercy. And we thank you, God, that you first love us more in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you for God's grace and for the prayer line. We thank you for the leaders of the prayer line. Bless everyone this morning and thank you, Almighty Word. All when we leave the prayer line, mighty God, let the anointing flow upon us this morning. Wherever we go, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, send up your anointing upon our life. Lord Jesus, everyone that is our home, Lord, send down anointing upon them. Of this suffering day, mighty God, send down anointing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we need it, God. We need a change in our life. We need a change in our home. In the name of Jesus, mighty God. We need a change on the prayer line. We need to believe in love. In the name of Jesus, mighty God. Cover everyone under the blood. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. What is his name?
Jesus.
One more time, brothers and sisters.
Bless the Lord. Maybe we could go down again for 1 hour in prayer, and then we'll ask Sister Claudine to close us.
Amen.
And remember, just a reminder, brothers and sisters, tomorrow is Thursday. We'll have our intercessory prayer tomorrow.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Reading from 2 Peter and the 3rd chapter.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, and over to you, Sister Claudine.
Amen.
Close us.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Father, we magnify you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank
Father,
you,
we thank you for who you are.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for reminding us of those things, Father God, because we know, you know, God, that we need it, Father God. But on ourselves, Father God, there is no way that we can do it, Father God. So we ask you, Father God, to fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father God. Fill us with your presence, Father God. Hallelujah. Protect us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you this morning on the prayer line, Father God. We thank you because you have touched us, Father God. We thank you because you have spoken, Father God. And we will follow, Father God. Have your own way, Father God. Have your own sweet way. In Jesus' name, Father God, we proclaim victory. And let all of the saints of God shout,
Amen.
God bless you all. Have a blessed day.
God bless you all.
Bless you all.
Have a blessed and wonderful day.
Okay. Bye. Sister Amandine was on. Bye.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Amandine. Bye.
Bye.